The shine on Moses' face reflected the glory of God and did not fade away. Moses continued to speak with God, not in the mountain, but in the tabernacle, the tent which represented the presence of God. Whenever Moses went in before the Lord to speak with him, he would remove the veil until he came out. And when he came out and told the people of Israel what he was commanded, the people of Israel would see the face of Moses, that the skin of Moses' face was shining, and Moses would put the veil over his face again until he went in to speak with him. In order to be accessible to the people, Moses had to cover his face. Otherwise, his shining face would constantly remind everyone that they had sinned, that they could not stand in God's presence. God's glory was hidden. Today, chaplains are often asked to put a veil on the truth of God's righteousness. They are encouraged to offer generic prayers, addressed in a way that leaves doubt as to whom they are speaking. But such prayers do not offend the sinner, for God's glory is hidden. Does hiding God's glory, His grace and mercy, serve the sinner for eternity? Or should we gaze upon the glory of Jesus Christ and boldly proclaim His redemption? Confronted with our sin, we confess that sin and hold in faith to Jesus as the one who gives us eternal life. May our Lord give us the courage to look upon His grace and mercy, to see His glory reflected in the love given by Jesus Christ. Amen.